Swung on, hit off the end of the bat to left. Reynolds coming on. It'll fall in for a hit right along the line. And that will score two for Boston. And a little bloop, pinch hit, two-run single for Reese McGuire. It's 4-1 Red Sox. Swing and a high pop-up. Infield was drawn in. Cruz will drift back into center and drop the ball. And Duran will score. Swing and a busted bat pop-up in the infield. It'll be the shortstop. Rafaela makes the catch, and the game ends. The Pirates have lost six in a row, and they fall to 11-11 after the 6-1 defeat at the hands of the Red Sox today.
It was a sloppy game. We didn't play well. I mean, you can point out multiple things that we need to clean up. And game where, you know, in certain situations, guys are trying to do a little bit too much. In certain situations, we just played sloppy. We have to be more consistent defensively. We can't give away outs. And we gave away two outs in the eighth alone, just on balls we just didn't catch. So, yeah, it's something we definitely have to tighten up.
Not good, Bob. The Pirates get swept by the Red Sox. They now have Major League Baseball's longest losing skid at 6. 9-2 start has evaporated, and they are now back at 500 for the first time all year, 11-11. You heard Joe Block, some calls there. Reese McGuire, the former Pirates prospect, jerked one out there for a base hit that scored two. Cruz
was everyone watching, no less, before people had headed to the parking lots.
What do you mean?
I'm just saying, when the game was still close, Reese McGuire.
Do you know what he's talking about?
No.
Can you help me?
I think you know what I'm talking about.
With Reese McGuire?
Yeah.
Former Pirates prospect.
What? How did you describe the ball he hit?
He jerked one out to the outfield.
Mm.
What are you laughing about?
Really?
Yeah.
Really, that's what he did.
What is going on here?
Huh? I still don't get it.
Austin, what Pony's doing here is called
playing dumb.
Playing very dumb.
I'm not
dumb.
Playing dumb at all.
Oh, you're
I'm
playing.
I'm just explaining what happened on the play.
I haven't heard you use that word to describe
that's
a base hit.
That's the best way to describe that hit. He just jerked it right out there. Would you agree with that? You saw the play. Is that a fair assessment? Would that pass Lanny's descriptive word vocabulary
test?
Overly
descriptive.
I don't think Lanny would use that word any day of the week.
It was just a little bloop. Just jerked it right out.
It was a bloop.
All right. I don't even know what to do now because you've got me all off
track. Oh,
sure.
I'm just trying
to do a show here.
Sure I do. Oh, yeah. Yeah, that was definitely just an innocent thing you said.
Yeah, I'm proud of myself for one thing with the Pirates at the beginning of the year.
And you didn't get suckered in?
I just didn't put the Pirates beer goggles on this year. That's the best way I can explain what happened to me in the first month of last year. The beer goggles were on in full effect.
So is this like you're learning now, too? This is the Pirates beer goggles were on last year, the Kenny Pickett beer goggles were on, and you've started to become a beer goggle-free guy?
I'm acting and behaving more responsibly. As
I
you can
tell
by the beginning of the show.
Absolutely. You have really kicked
my
up the responsibility.
My sophomoric tomfoolery days are behind me.
They are.
Yeah.
And you soberly kind of analyzed this team.
Correct.
Through 11 games, and you said, hey, Andrew, not too high. But now, presumably because it is the Pirates and because they do have a bit of a history of struggling to have big-time seasons, it's probably a lot easier to get pretty low about them when they're playing in a way that would get you pretty low.
Well, what do you think is their biggest problem?
I think it's pretty clear, and I think it's the one thing that people don't want it to be. Uh-huh. I shouldn't say it's definitely their biggest problem, but I fear it is their biggest problem. I'll try to be a little bit more judicious in how I present my arguments. I think they are suffering, at the very least, from a lack of talent. Like, do you not at least come to the conclusion, not come to the conclusion, but do you not have it enter your brain, maybe O'Neal Cruz isn't going to be a franchise-changing player? Maybe Henry Davis isn't going to pan out at all as a number one overall pick. It's early. But both guys have OPSs well under 600. Davis, like, they're two ends of the same failure coin, or two sides of the same failing coin. Davis is hacking at everything he can see up there, trying so hard to get hits, not working. Cruz is unbelievably passive for the majority of his at-bats and then flails at, like, a two-strike, no-hope pitch. Would you say that those are supposed to be Cruz definitely the cornerstone, and Davis one of two or three other kind of key pieces.
He better be. He was the number one pick in the draft.
Well, to whatever renaissance they intend on having.
They didn't draft him as the hitting equivalent of Brian Bullington, where he's a 7 or 8 hitter for his entire career.
Exactly. Okay, so it sounds like we're on the same page as to Davis's relative importance. I just worry that they don't have as good of players as they think they do in those roles. You know what a rebuild that
So are you ready to say that about those two guys?
No, I'm not. That's why I specified that I'm not ready to go there yet, but at least the thought has crossed my mind. I know Cruz is talented. I know Davis has some talent, but is it going to pan out? You want to know what a rebuild looks like when you actually end up drafting players who end up being more hits than misses? The Orioles. You win 101 games. You look like... I know that Jackson Holliday has not exactly had a good introduction to the big leagues, but we're talking about a minute sample size for him. They have a lot of really good players in Baltimore. How many really good players are on this team? That is, unfortunately, the thought that's crossed my mind.
Why don't you answer your own question? How many really good players do they have on this team?
None right now. Certainly none right now. And in terms of, I think this is what you really have to go
by. I wouldn't call Brian Reynolds really good. I think he's rock solid. I think he's an above-average baseball player. They gave him a contract that was commensurate with that. I don't think he's a star. I think he's good. I think you win with players like Brian Reynolds, but they shouldn't be your best hitter.
The best player on their team by reputation, and by no means do I mean that this guy is their best player anymore or close, is McCutchen, because he's won an MVP, right?
And he got struck out by a guy that quit baseball to become a carpenter on Friday.
Not the band. Like, not a cover band singer, the Carpenters.
The dude who pitched the ninth inning when Little
Nazareth
Austin
carpenter.
Was at the game on Boston was a guy for the Red Sox who quit baseball to go into the carpentry trade, came back to baseball, and then mowed them down in the ninth inning, including striking out a borderline Hall of Fame
Learned
player.
A vicious circle change from somebody who was installing drywall,
He's
perhaps.
Like 31 years old.
Yeah. He's a good story, that guy. He actually
is.
He's a very good story. My point is just...
But it kind of puts in perspective their offensive struggles, no? That a guy that was working with the Amish...
Do you want to know how bad
now
things are?
Making their...
Well, yeah. Do you want to know how bad things are? I did the showdown
Hitters
last night
silly.
With Cabali and Mackey, and we're talking about the Pirates. And we're trying to talk about Davis. And do you want to know what, like, Mark's idea was to try to kickstart Henry Davis? He said, catchers often have a lot going on besides hitting. That's why so many of them are bad hitters. Maybe it's time we bench Andrew McCutchen and move Henry Davis to DH. That would be taking a guy who's hitting 170-something, McCutchen, and
173
saying,
to be exact.
And saying, okay, I think we do need to sit him down. And putting in his place as the designated hitter when Grandal is ready to go, a guy hitting, I believe, like it's either 143 or 134, I think.
He hasn't homered, and he has the lowest slugging percentage on the entire team, Henry Davis. That's how woeful of a hitter he's been.
You know what they say in hockey, when a guy hasn't scored a goal in forever, he's gripping the stick too tight. That's what every time he's up there, I expect sawdust to be produced from between his hands. He's up there so tense.
I like your young hitters point, and that is, I think, the conundrum for the Pirates. It was the same issue that plagued the Huntington regime. That's why he got told to leave, and it's the same thing going on now. The faces change, the names change, the results don't. Go back 10 years. Listen to the who's who. This is your first round pick hitters that you've taken in the last decade. Cole Tucker, Kevin Newman, Will Craig, Travis Swaggerty, Nick Gonzalez, Henry Davis 1-1, and Tamar Johnson, who we haven't seen yet. So I won't lump him in yet. Those are six guys that have all seen major league, that have seen the big leagues. None of them yet have proven to be everyday players. Will Craig has quit baseball in an embarrassing fashion.
He coaches
baseball. Cole Tucker
now
is famous because of who he's engaged to. I don't know if they're married yet. Someday
Vanessa
soon.
Hudgens. No, she's with child.
Okay, congratulations on all their success. Kevin Newman's not with the team anymore. Travis Swaggerty underwent another horrible personal story where his, I think, wife contracted rabies because she got attacked by raccoons. I don't even know if he's playing baseball anymore. I mean, this is just, it's awful. It's horrible. When you are a team that's in the market size of the Pirates, that is by definition one of the smallest in baseball, and you don't spend a lot in free agency, how do you build a team of consistently good hitters when none of your first-round pick hitters produce? That's how we get guys like Rowdy Tellez, who has one extra base hit on the entire season after he told fans not to boo.
Well, maybe I had this thought. Did Tellez know things were about to go in the toilet for him generally, and he tried to insulate himself? That's how you get
Edward Olivares leads the team in home runs.
That's how you get situations where Edward Olivares leads the team in home runs, and people are, and I think these people have the best of intentions, and I've even fallen victim to it because you get desperate to latch on to anything floating in the wreckage of this 2-9 stretch. You say, maybe Connor Joe is an everyday player.
No,
he's not.
He just kills lefties, and that's why he has a spot on a team.
He is a great platoon option. He can play multiple positions, and he destroys left-handed pitching. If Connor Joe in year, what is this, 5 technically of the rebuild of the Charrington regime? Like, would you say it's his 5th year, really?
Because I don't really count 2020.
That's what I mean.
This is year 5.
Connor
a
Joe.
5-year plan.
I should not be sitting here as a sports talk host saying, Connor Joe, maybe you got to get him in there every day. That means that your rebuild plan is kind of FUBAR right now. And I will not tell people what that acronym means because the FCC monitors this broadcast. They've got... The tragedy of their early season right now for me, I think when people's expectations are met negatively or positively, there's at least some comfort in that. When the things you're told are going to happen, okay, that's familiar. Here is the problem. What was supposed to be an issue was their starting pitching was supposed to be completely in the toilet and was going to be a big struggle. Their bullpen was going to help them, but almost quietly more than anything, their lineup was going to hit and produce.
You even said that as a guy that was pretty balanced on the team and didn't get too over the top. And you said, I like this lineup.
I thought there were guys you had reason to be optimistic about. I thought Cruz would be better. I thought Davis would at least hit somewhat. I thought Hayes's end to last season was encouraging, and he was still working with John Nunnally. Here's the reality of them, especially lately. No one's hitting. The early season, wow, they're working counts and getting deep into ball games and really taxing bullpens doesn't look so good anymore.
They walk and strike out a lot, but they don't hit home runs.
No one's hitting. No one actually is hitting, really. Okay, yes, they don't hit home runs, which has been a problem for the Pirates basically since I was alive. They've had very few teams that I would consider
full of
pop.
Well, they haven't had a 40 home run hitter since Willie Stargell, which is incredible that they went through the steroid era without having someone hit 40
Brian
bombs.
Brian Giles should have and would have. But, like, I remember the days of Pony talking about prospects like Ron Wright who were supposed to be big power hitters that never panned out. They can pitch, at least the starters can. They can kind of pitch in the bullpen, but not really, and they can't hit. That is very disorienting and very frustrating, given what we were told about them prior to the season.
I mean, I'm belaboring a very bad point. I'm making it sound like the sky is falling on them like they're Chicken Little, but the part of their pitching you saw this weekend, well, you score no runs, but you're starting pitching for the first series of the year. It did not go well for them. Everybody pitched below the line, all three. Priester, so much for the increased velocity at AAA. Keller and Perez yesterday, none of them had a good start. But quietly, and you said in the wreckage or the carnage of what their lineup isn't doing, your highest paid pitcher is off to a horrible start with a 4.80 ERA, and your all-star closer has an ERA over 11 with 3 blown saves. It's really a miracle that they're 11-11, to be honest with you.
If they hadn't seen the Marlins to start the season, they wouldn't be.
They look more like the teams like the Marlins and the Rockies and not the White Sox, who are just an embarrassment to the sport, but like... Chris,
do you know how bad it is already? We like Adam Gretz on this show. We end up referencing him a lot for whatever reason. Adam already put this one out there, and I hate that this happens with the Pirates, but it does because people are so kind of wounded by what they see at times. He said if they lose tonight, are they getting back to 500 at all this season? Because when this team goes bad, they go really bad, and it causes people to feel that kind of way about them. Would you agree?
Well, they could get snowed in because the team that they're already 4 games behind just swept the Cardinals and can put more distance between them and Pittsburgh starting tonight.
It's a bummer, man. It's a bummer. I had quiet sort of expectations that maybe they'd be a little better and they got off to that good start, but it's tough to watch right now.